and welcome back to SwampSwami.com Sports Podcast. And today, the Wookiee quarterbacks are struggling in the NFL. Nearly every season in the NFL, the lousiest pro football teams from the year before will line up at the draft table and salivate about taking the top quarterback picks coming out of college. Going back years ago, back to 1970, I remember my own hometown quarterback, Terry Bradshaw, coming out of Shreveport and Louisiana Tech to surprise the nation as the overall number one draft pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, Terry retired years later with four Super Bowl rings and landed in the NFL's Hall of Fame. Pittsburgh was wise enough, though, to surround their talented quarterback with a terrific offensive line and a multitude of future NFL Hall of Famers. The resurrection of the Pittsburgh Steelers from lovable losers to Super Bowl champions was a terrific story, but it simply doesn't happen very often. Back in 2002, there was a gifted, can't-miss college quarterback prospect by the name of David Carr, who was setting NCAA records galore at Fresno State University. And like Terry Bradshaw, David Carr was the number one overall draft pick of the Houston Texans. But unlike Terry Bradshaw, David Carr's NFL career was best known for being sacked early and often. During his first year with the fledgling Houston Texans, David Carr would end up getting crushed and sacked an NFL record 76 times. And instead of winning Super Bowl rings, David Carr found himself running for his life nearly every game. He would be sacked 49 more times in 2004 and 68 times in 2005. In fact, during his 84 games as an NFL starting quarterback, David Carr was clobbered 261 times behind the line of scrimmage. That's well over three sacks per game. Now, naturally, David Carr suffered knee, foot, ankle, shoulder, back, and head injuries. The Texans team training room should be renamed in honor of David Carr, since he was in there so often. When you are a talented college quarterback and drafted with the number one overall draft pick, there is a chance that you may succeed in the NFL. But there's a greater chance that you won't be walking into the NFL Hall of Fame at the end of your career as anything but a visitor. There's a good reason that those teams are picking first in the NFL draft. The teams who are picking first are the worst teams in the league from the prior year. And those teams usually have many deficiencies in addition to quarterback. Now, when the Pittsburgh Steelers selected Terry Bradshaw back in 1970, the Steelers had won just six games, and that was the past three seasons combined. Bradshaw was fortunate that the Steelers' drafting decisions and coaching skills vastly improved during his stay in Steel City. For young David Carr, though, the opposite occurred. The Houston Texans were a brand new NFL franchise in 2002. With a team comprised of cast-offs from other NFL teams and a lot of rookies, David Carr was doomed from the start. It didn't help that the Houston Texans' miserable management team, which was understandably slightly inept at the beginning, continued to deteriorate into the comically inept organization which they are in 2021. Joining the trio of Cleveland, Detroit, and Jacksonville, the Houston Texans haven't even come close to participating in one single Super Bowl. Choosing a quarterback with the first overall pick in the NFL draft is risky with no guarantee of success. In just the last 10 years alone, six of the overall number one draft picks, you guessed it, have been quarterbacks. Now let's take a look at how many Super Bowls these talented signal callers have played in. In 2011, it was Cam Newton out of Auburn. Well, he did make it to one Super Bowl in 2016, but he lost to Denver. In 2015, the first overall pick, Jameis Winston of Florida State. Super Bowls? None. 2016 and the next year, it was Jared Goff of California. Any Super Bowls? No. Anybody seeming lately? No. In 2018, the top pick was Baker Mayfield of Oklahoma. He went to Cleveland, but not yet. No Super Bowls yet for Cleveland. In 2019, Kyler Murray of Oklahoma was selected by Arizona. And thus far, Arizona hasn't been in a Super Bowl lately either. And in 2020, it was Joe Burrow, the quarterback of the national champions from LSU. He was drafted by Cincinnati, but they have struggled ever since he was picked too. So this spring in 2021, this year's number one overall pick was, hey, you guessed it, another quarterback. In fact, five of the top 15 picks in this year's 2021 NFL draft were quarterbacks. As we just covered, those teams picking early in the draft are the teams which usually finish the previous season with the worst records. They obviously believe that they need a quarterback, but most of those teams also have additional needs to fill to become a success in the long run. Ah yes, but a highly visible, smiling new quarterback can give the fans of a pro football franchise a new glimmer of hope and sell season tickets too. Now those ticket buyers might fantasize about their young new leader becoming the next Super Bowl winner, such as former overall number one picks like Terry Bradshaw or John Elway or Peyton Manning. Yes, your team's new can't-miss quarterback just might be what your favorite team needs to play in the NFL's big season finale. As the Saturday morning college football TV kickoff show coach Lee Corso likes to say,
not so fast!
Yeah, not so fast. After week number three of the NFL season, let's review how our 2021 first-round class of quarterbacks has been faring. The number one overall pick, Trevor Lawrence of Clemson, went to Jacksonville. They're 0-3, passer rating of 60.3, which ranks him number 32 overall. The number two overall pick this year was Zach Wilson of Brigham Young. He was picked by the New York Jets. Yeah, they're 0-3 also, and his passer rating is 51.6, which makes him worse than Trevor Lawrence. He's number 33 in the league. The number three pick in this year's draft was Trey Lance of North Dakota State. He's playing for San Francisco, which is 2-1 right now. He's only attempted one pass this season, so we won't even rank him. The number 11 overall pick was Justin Fields of Ohio State. He's playing for the Chicago Bears. Yeah, they're 1-2. And his passer rating, even worse, 39.1. He's number 34 overall. And the number 15 pick in this year's first round of the draft was Mac Jones, a quarterback from Alabama. He was picked by New England, and New England is 1-2. At least his passer rating is somewhat better. At 79.1, that puts him number 29 overall in the 32-team NFL. If an NBA basketball team selects the best overall player in the draft, well, that player has a 20% chance of making the team's five-man lineup. And it's possible, given those odds, that he could make an improvement by his contributions. But that isn't the case in the NFL. Though the quarterback is a key player for the team's offense, there are 21 other position players needed to field the team's starting offense and defense. And as former number one pick David Carr will tell you, being hit several times every game by a 250 to 300 pound player can change you from a confident college gunslinger into a paranoid NFL quarterback who has a trigger finger and a perpetual swivel on his neck. Now let's not throw in the towel just yet on this year's underperforming group of NFL rookies too quickly. These young players were taken, without any say-so by the player themselves, by some of the NFL's worst teams. It's always possible that some of these teams' other pressing needs will be addressed in a future draft. Perhaps there is a chance that we might see one of these talented quarterbacks develop, along with his team, into a team worthy of playing in a future Super Bowl down the road, but sadly, the odds are going to be against it. Yes, when a perpetually lousy NFL football franchise with a track record of mediocrity selects a quarterback with their top draft pick, the best chance for seeing these star players reach the Super Bowl will be for that player to move along and sign their own new contract to play with a more competitive franchise once his Wookiee season ends in 4 years. And that's assuming your favorite Wookiee quarterback can still walk upright and throw a football well enough by then. May the force be with him. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.